Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. I hope it's you're having a blessed day out there today, and just want to be an encouragement today and maybe help you from the Word of God just for a little while. I want to preach today on the thought, a better world. And we're going to be in the text of John chapter number 14 today. And this is a message that Brother Buck Huntley preached. His daughter let me borrow his Bible. And I was looking through there and I picked up this message, this outline. And I began to tailor it a little bit and put it into my own words. But boy, God it blessed it, and something that he preached a long time ago. I believe those old messages are still good today, amen, and I think that it'll be a blessing to you. You know, we're living in a world that's full of woes. I found that instead of wasting my thoughts on negativity of this old world, amen, why don't think about a better world, amen? I feel like that the Lord would have me to preach on this thought, a better world. And so if you'll take your Bibles, maybe you're sitting there at home around the table or something, take your Bible and go to John chapter number 14. The Bible says this, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you." John Wesley was asked by why did he live such a strenuous life, riding horseback and preaching day in and day out? And his answer was this, there is another world, thank God. Jesus in these verses tell us something of a world, and he gives us a cure for the troubled heart. The cure is this, to believe in him, and he will make all the difference when trouble comes your way. As we look at this subject, a better world, you can see that it's a better world because it's a perfect world. Amen. Number one, it's a perfect world. Everything there in that world, thank God, in that yon country, is perfect. It's only perfect. There's only perfect beings there. Amen. Only the redeemed walk there. There's no unclean person who entered there. Amen. Thank God. There's no evil there. Isaiah chapter 35 and verse 8 says this, and a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall be not found there, but the redeemed shall walk therein, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs of everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Is this world, I'm talking about a better world. All that's within the gates are pure from defilement. You see, because sin cannot enter this perfect world. Revelation chapter 21 verse 8 says this, "But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire which burneth in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." This perfect world will be a place that has no murderers, no homicides, no raping, no stealing, no lying, no cheating, no cancer, no sickness. Amen. Thank God. Why? Because it's a perfect world. You see, Jesus is preparing for a place for his children, amen, one day, and he's going to come back, amen, and he's going to receive us into this perfect world. Not only is this a better world because it's a perfect world, but it's a better world because it's a world of an eternal day. Thank God. We read over in the book of Revelations that the gates shall not be closed by day, and there, not even at nighttime. Revelations 21 and 22 says, says, and I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb shall be the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth do bring glory and honor into it. And the gates, hallelujah, and the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. Friend, I want you to know this morning, this evening, that there'll be no sun rising, there'll be no sun setting there. Amen. Don't be mistaken, for this perfect world has a light source. The Bible speaks about the Lamb shall be the light thereof. And we'll not count the days, nor we'll not count birthdays there. You're talking about a bright country, amen. That perfect world will be a place where we'll never grow old, amen. I like that old song, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright and shining as the sun, we have no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. Hey, thank God we'll live forever up there one day, because it's a perfect world. It's an eternal day. Then lastly, let me give you this thought. Number four, that better world, because it's a better world, because it's a land of the living. We currently are in the land of the dying, amen. We're in a place where we're having to tell our loved ones goodbye. We're having to, man, watch them beside the hospital bed. All the time we're having to say goodbye to our loved ones. Did you know that about 120 people die every minute around this world? 65 million people die each year in the world. That's 178,000 each day, 7,425 each hour, and 120 people die every minute. But friend, I want you to know that those that have been born again, we're heirs to a country where people don't die. One of these days, amen, if time stands, this old body of mine's going to fall to the ground. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, hallelujah. For in the yes, we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Anybody have any aches or pains today? Listen, we're going to a land where we'll never groan again. We're going to a land where we'll never have no more pain. And the Bible goes on to say this, if so be that being clothed, that we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Thank God this old building of flesh is going to fall one day, and God's going to give me a brand new house to live in. It's going to be a house not made with hands. Hey, won't it be wonderful to be there where there'll be no more hurt, where there'll be no more pain, where there'll be no more suffering, where there'll be no more dying, and we finally get to rest in the land of the living. What a blessing, amen, to be there one of these days. Not only is this a better world because it's a perfect world, and because it has an eternal day, but also because it's a land of the living, it's a perfect world because it's a tearless world. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, Revelation chapter number 21 and verse number 4 says this, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. I like that old hymn writer who wrote this, no tears in heaven, no sorrows given, all will be glory in that land. There will be no sadness, and we'll all be gladness, and when we shall join in that happy land, happy band, no tears in heaven fair, no tears up there, sorrows and pain will all have flown, no tears in heaven fair, no tears up there, no tears in heaven will be known. Glory is waiting up yonder, where we shall spend an endless day, that there with our Savior will be forever, where no more sorrow can dismay. Thank God. I want you to know, friend, it's a better world. That's that one that we're going to. It's a better world. I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to that day. Then fifthly, it's a better world because everybody will be happy over there. You say, preacher, you got any Bible for that? The Bible said over there in Revelation 21, verses 1 through 3, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. That means there's no more division. Hallelujah. And John saw holy city, new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared for a bride, as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and I will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God shall be with them and be their God. Everybody, friends, going to be happy over there. You say, preacher, I'm going through a hard time today. I'm having some hardship. Listen, if you're born again, I want you to know this, that it's just an investment, friend. You're just on this journey for a little while. One of these days, we're going to escape this thing called life, and we're going to go to an eternal day. We're going to go to a place where everybody is going to be happy over there. Boy, you think about this, that one of these days, we're going to leave this old world of persecution, and we're going to go to the palace of glory. Amen. To be with the Prince of Peace. And boy, I tell you, I'm looking forward to that day. And boy, hope is going to be given. Is given away to sight one of these days. Right now, we're hoping to see. Right now, we're hoping to look at. We're looking beyond this old grave. And we're saying, hey, man, I hope one of these days I'm going to heaven. But our hope is going to give way to sight one day. Amen. Our faith is going to give way to victory one of these days as we enter that new kingdom. Amen. And then closing, let me say this to you. To gain heaven is to gain everything. And to miss heaven is to miss everything. The only way that you can go to heaven is to be saved by the grace of God. You say, preacher, how could I be saved? Well, the Bible said in Romans chapter 10 and verse number 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Listen, he goes on in verse 13, and he said this, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Can I ask you a question today as you're riding down the road, and no matter where you're at, maybe you're at home, maybe you're sitting and listening by the bed or sitting there on the couch. Can I ask you this question? Are you going to heaven? If the trumpet was to sound today and the Lord Jesus Christ was to return, would you be one of those that were called up together to meet him in the air? Friend, I want you to know you can be. Call upon the name of the Lord. Maybe you need to pull over. Maybe you need to find a place and ask God to be your Lord and Savior. You know, not just to get out of hell free card. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about this. Asking Christ to be your Lord. Asking Christ to be your Savior. And from your heart, say, I want you to be my Lord and Savior. Friend, I tell you, let me pray with you today and then we'll close. Father, we come to the throne of grace. Whoever's listening today, well, I pray that this broadcast is a blessing. We ask you, Father, to touch them. Help them no matter what's going on in their life. I pray that you save a soul as close as hell. We do thank you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, we would love for you to pay us a visit on the web, hooperscreekbaptist.com. Be sure to download our church app and get the verse of the day. Until tomorrow, have a Christ-filled day.